USDA's Farm Service Agency Administrator Richard Fordyce is urging farmers to sign up for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program before the application deadline closes this Friday, December 11th. Over 7,800 dairy producers have signed up as of the end of November.
You know, that's way off the pace of what we did in 2019, the sign up 19, and then it's off the pace for what we did for 2020. Wisconsin has the most participants with 2,400 dairy operations, followed by Minnesota at 1,000, New York at 676, Pennsylvania at 660, California 407, Iowa 369, and Ohio 300.
There are several reasons farmers may want to consider enrolling in this risk management program. University of Minnesota dairy marketing economist Marin Bozich explains.
For every $1 paid in premium over the last 10 years, producers would have collected $9 in gross indemnities, in gross payments before premiums. There are very few programs that are as effective as dairy margin coverage in providing protection. Milk production has grown tremendously. And for the last 2 months that we have data for September and October, we are looking at 2.4% and 2.3% year-over-year growth rates nationally.
Minnesota Farm Service Agency State Executive Director Joe Martin says many farmers chose to lock in their coverage during the initial sign-up period.
For those producers who took in the lock, all they really need to do is call the office and sign their contract. And for those who did not take the lock coverage, they'll need to do their annual contract and also pick their coverage levels. And there is some decision tools out there, once again, at the farmers.gov website, where you can look at your production and see which coverage levels you are most applicable for your farm.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.